Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, Tune In Tuesday. I'm looking forward to sharing with you a tune at the end, something we sang as the benediction on Sunday, May 17th, and something that I grew up singing as a benediction in many of the church services at Central Baptist Church in my hometown. In today's scripture in Genesis, Jacob meets Esau, and we see that Esau's favorable reaction to Jacob is all God's doing. Have you ever been there when you were worried about how someone would receive you, and you recognize that God has gone before you in that situation? Perhaps you, like Jacob, have erred, and you learned from what you did wrong, and now God is graciously leading you forward in peace and prosperity. Genesis chapter 33, verses 1 through 11. Jacob looked up, and there was Esau, coming with his 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two female servants. He put the female servants and their children in front, Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Joseph in the rear. He himself went on ahead and bowed down to the ground seven times as he approached his brother. But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Then Esau looked up and saw the women and children. "Who are these with you?" he asked. Jacob answered, "They are the children God has graciously given your servant." Then the female servants and their children approached and bowed down. Next, Leah and her children came and bowed down. Last of all came Joseph and Rachel, and they too bowed down. Esau asked, "What's the meaning of all these flocks and herds I met?" "To find favor in your eyes, my lord," he said. But Esau said, "I already have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." "No, please," said Jacob. "If I have found favor in your eyes, accept this gift from me, for to see your face is like seeing the face of God. Now that you have received me favorably, please accept the present that was brought to you, for God has been gracious to me, and I have all I need." And because Jacob insisted, Esau accepted it. Each story gives me a little struggle. Why did he put the servants first in case, I guess, if they were killed, they would be killed first and Rachel last? Oh, I don't know what to do with that. But I do see that the Lord is continuing to give him favor, especially as he reconciles with the brother who he wronged, who he swindled, who he supplanted. And so we continue to learn the promise that God is faithful to who he is and to his promise, even in the midst of messy situations. And that Esau's favorable reaction was all God's doing. And so are you worried about a certain situation today? Why not pray that God would help you have a favorable result? Let's move on over to the Psalms now, to a Maskil of David, when he was in the cave. This is a lonely prayer of David, when he is all alone, lifting up his voice to the Lord, asking for his help and his mercy. "I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him, I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way. In the path where I walk, people have hidden a snare for me. Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me, I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This past Sunday was Trinity Sunday, a day when we focus in on our triune God, God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so today I want to end with a prayer recognizing the mysterious and wonderful nature of our God. And then for our tune, we'll hear the congregation singing the benediction from May 17th. The refrain says this: Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for helping us to know who you are, especially as we come together each day in your word. You are one God, and yet you are our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There is such a mystery of not knowing everything about you, Lord, and yet we can know so much because you've revealed yourself in your word as a great and compassionate God who is full of mercy. You strengthen us with your divine grace. You lead us by your Spirit. Things that might seem like chance or coincidence are actually orchestrated by you. And anything good that happens to us is because you went before us. Help us to follow you wherever you lead. Help us to keep trusting you and to remember that you are always with us and you are always worthy of our praise. We look forward, Lord, in prayer to the day when you will bring us to be with you forever, a day when we will be able to see your glory face to face. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.